Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snail Nation. This is going to be a short one. At least I'm going to try to make it short. I'd like to, move away from talking about the 2020s, but it's just so hard. And what makes it difficult is just, you know, it's hard to stay away from the mainstream media. It's hard to stay away from a lot of the stories that pop up, because a lot of it I have to take a look at. Just for research purposes, but there's certain stories that stick, and the one I want to talk about today briefly is coming from Newark, New Jersey. So they decided to erect a statue of George Floyd, for those of you who don't know who that is. An individual that was murdered by a police officer, Derek Chauvin, who's currently in jail right now. And of course, it became the linchpin, the cornerstone of the racial justice movement, which we saw in throughout 2020, you know, throughout the summer of love and all that madness going into the fall, all the way into this year. So they decided to make this statue, and the mayor of Newark called the statue a gift to the city of Newark. I don't understand exactly, but I get why. You know, it's one of those symbols, as I mentioned before, that can be utilized to keep color consciousness and, you know, and race at the head of the table, center stage, always. So it's the number one topic on everyone's minds. It's the number one thing that people are talking about, well, next to COVID. So they put this thing together. They make a whole big, you know, PR deal of it. They have all these different dignitaries, over 100, that, you know, they flew in. You know, everyone's posing, taking pictures with this statue. And, you know, people are praising it, and they're calling it this civil rights, you know, monument. And I've heard that term civil rights applied to George Floyd throughout last year. And, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, you hate to dredge the past, you hate to bring up the past, but the past matters. And when it comes to this individual, it's not a very pleasant past. I mean, essentially, this person was a career criminal. You know, 9, 10, 11, 12 arrests, you know, stemming from drug possession to selling drugs, dealing drugs. Then had one big robbery that was on there that involved a home invasion, holding a woman against her will at gunpoint while his friends robbed her. And that was the one that actually landed him in jail in the past. But for some reason, they decide to make this statue. And I saw this story, and I just didn't understand. And people, for whatever reason, I won't say everyone, but a lot of people, you know, will eat this stuff up and will keep us just constantly swimming in this endless sea of irrelevance, where we're constantly bickering over things that, in the grand scheme of things, either they don't matter or they're incredibly mundane compared to everything else that's going on. We'll never be able to sit still long enough to discuss, you know, the auditing of the Federal Reserve, you know, term limits for Congress, campaign finance reform, true tax reform, you know, detangling big business and big government, because they keep us just constantly stewing in the same nonsense. And that's exactly what this is. And I spoke about this before when, you know, I started to see murals being painted up where it had Malcolm X on the left, Martin Luther King on the right, and George Floyd in the middle. And you've got two figures that were huge in the realm of civil rights during the time where, you know, blacks were dealing with actual discrimination, with real racism and bigotry, not the stuff people just make up where they look for an old show or they find some old statue and, you know, with some checkered past, and then they try and tie it to something else and connect dots with invisible lines, and then, hey, look, here's racism, you know, where you have to create it. I mean, now, I mean, we've got, like, the Jesse Smollett's and people like that that have to create racism and just make it up, you know, create the story, create the false narrative. But Martin Luther King and Malcolm X actually dealt with the real deal, shall we say, during that time. And here they are, standing side by side with a career criminal and a drug addict. Now, yes, yeah, it, you know, speaking ill of the dead, there's something about that. I get it. But when you have someone that's being used as this figure or this symbol, you can't help but to pick apart the symbol and ask the obvious questions. And for whatever reason, the media is really running with this. Now, like I mentioned before, there was an attempt for Ahmaud Arbery, the individual who was shot in, I believe this was in Georgia, and this was in February of last year. You know, he was meant to be the symbol, and the media pushed that. For those of you that remember, it was on every channel, you know, 24/7. You know, you could say CNN is different than Fox News, Fox News is different than CNN, but they all were going crazy over this story. And it was just constantly being pumped and being thrown at us. But it didn't get the desired effect, I believe. So then May rolls around, and then we get the incident with George Floyd, where we got to, you know, witness a murder in full HD detail from 11, 12, 14 different angles, from all kinds of camera phones and everything else. And then that was pitched and pushed and shoved down our throats for days on end. You know, big shocker, you know, when you're shoveling that stuff, that propaganda, onto the masses through the mainstream media, through social media, through the race hustlers, through the politicians, the corrupt politicians, which is most of them, 99% of them, you know, big shocker that you get this visceral reaction of absolute rage from the masses, where you had all the rioting, all the craziness. And then you have this statue for this person. But then you have people like the David Dorns, and I'm sure some of you still don't know who that is. David Dorn died during all the looting and rioting and the social justice, mostly peaceful protests, craziness. That was all about justice for Floyd. This man was a retired police captain. I believe he had over 38 years of faithful service to his city in St. Louis. He mentored blacks and whites, just youths, males, and made huge contributions to his community. And he was murdered while trying to help his friend protect his business from a bunch of maniacs who, let me add, all happen to be black. And they still, and he's black. And they gunned him down and then posted his death on Facebook Live, which Facebook left up. And then they were forced to take it down, and then they turned around and put it right back up and then added a disclaimer to it. And that was the end of it. You know, his family didn't receive, you know, tens of millions of dollars in donations and everything. You know, no statue for him, even though he actually did a lot of good in his community. And one of my friends actually posted a blog, I believe it was called The Tale of Two Black Deaths, or The Death of Two Black Men, and it compared those differences between how George Floyd's death was treated compared to David Dorn. You know, of course, George Floyd's was, you know, meant to be this symbol, and it was something that could be polarized and weaponized. And you have people that, to this day, see his murder as an act of extreme racism, extreme prejudice and bigotry, even though there's zero evidence that that cop was racist. that former cop was racist. No evidence whatsoever. But people just looked at it and said, well, this person is black, this person is white, obviously racism. Because that's where we are. And that's what we've been led to. Well, there's no critical thinking. There's no discussion. You know, there's no analysis. No cross-talking, none of that. That applies to just about everything. No true civil discourse. There's an approved narrative. There's an approved spectrum of discussion. An approved spectrum of approved opinions that you have to stay within. Of course, if you stray outside of that, that's where you get all the censorship and all that good stuff, which I've discussed before. But this statue, it's absolute nonsense. And I saw it, and I just, part of me chuckled, and then I thought, oh, goody. Now there's a permanent fixture in this city. We'll see how many other cities try to start throwing these statues up, or statues of different members of BLM, because that's been attempted as well. And people will just accept it. You'll have the black people that are against it, but they feel like, well, they can't say anything because they'll be labeled as an Uncle Tom or any of those other colorful pejoratives that, you know, get hurled at me on a weekly basis. Then you'll have, you know, white people that will see it for the nonsense that it is, but then they can't speak up, especially if they're white, male, and conservative, because then they'll be labeled as a racist or a bigot or whatever, which is absolute, you know, death to one's career these days, because then, of course, cancel culture will roll in and finish the job. So they'll remain silent. And then everyone else in between that isn't black, they'll just shrug their shoulders and just carry on because they feel it has no big impact on them. But it's all incredibly sad. It really is. And just how, I guess, just how easy it is. Just the manipulation, like the emotional triggering or the emotional activation, and just how far people will fly away from logic and reason and critical thinking and those sorts of things, and go into a tribalistic mode or tribalistic mentality. I mean, there's the science is there. I mean, the data is there. I mean, we know what happens when you take any creature, you put them in an extremely stressful environment, you keep them in a fight or flight mode long enough, they're highly susceptible to a lot of different things, highly susceptible to all kinds of encouraging and influencing, and a lot of times it leads into panic, which we saw all last year, most of last year, I'll say. So those are just some of my thoughts. I'm curious, for those of you that have followed this, you know, or have seen this story pop up, you know, if you haven't, take a look at some of these articles and some of the comments. You know, I'd love to get some feedback from the audience, just what some of your thoughts are on this. And it harkens back to, there was a podcast I did a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was the immortalization of black criminals, which touched on this a little bit. So if you have time, please feel free to go back, you know, take a listen. And give me some of your feedback. You can leave me a message through the Anchor app. You also can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And I'm not a hard man to find. Just Google Snell Nation and you'll find something, some way to reach out. So all your feedback is appreciated as always. And please try to enjoy your weekend. And with that, Snell Nation out.